listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all, because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Hello. Yes, thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Yes, I'm the prince of all hosts, one and only V, right here on RBN. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. Yes. And, yeah, why not? Why not? That's right. Well, here it is, and, you know, here we are, doing what we do in the world today. And, you know, I guess I'm going to get a little bit political. I've got some things I want to get off my chest here, but I've got to get a little bit, I don't know. I'm a little upset for the simple fact that, you know, I have, you know, my guy friends, my goofy guy friends, they'll send me stuff and they'll send me like near, well, I don't want to even say near. I've been sent pornographic stuff that's on YouTube. I will repeat that. I've been sent links to pornographic stuff that's on YouTube. Now, I have people who have tried to stream my documentaries, restream it on their channels. They get shut down immediately for medical disinformation. Yeah, right. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, do you really have some fact checker that's going to be able to really, I mean, not following along with the information line of what I'm talking about, not following along with what I'm talking about, but actually go into the college level of material in which I'm talking about and tell me that I'm wrong? There's no AI. I'm telling you, there's no AI. That's my theory behind this thing. I don't think there's an AI. Here, you know, the first thing, for example, somebody sent me a Pauly Shore documentary. And in this documentary, Pauly Shore is going around to these small towns, right? Small towns nobody's ever heard of, that no comedian's ever heard of. So he's got like first dibs in history to, you know, work these clubs or whatever. And in the middle of the documentary, he goes to the strip club, and I mean, they're just bouncing naked boobs all over the place. I mean, he has the biggest breasted stripper, who's basically falling in love with him, trying to follow him around like a puppy dog, and she completely disrobes her top half with her giant fake breast, you know, clear as day, no pixelation, no black bars. And, you know, okay, that's on YouTube. Okay, let's chalk that up to just, you know, all right, this guy's a celebrity. Maybe he's allowed to have the content that he wants on YouTube. Maybe, you know, we'll just give him that little bit of leeway. And then, but, you know, no. Let's talk about the next thing I was sent. A Vice documentary. I'm thinking there's an actual theme here. Maybe if I can make a documentary about breasts, I could get away with something like that. I don't know. But there's this Vice documentary that's about making fake jizz for porno videos. Okay? And basically, you get to see the makings of this porno. Again, see the breasts. You can see the money shots. You can see the ejaculations. The only thing that's blurred out is the penis, which makes it no different than Japanese porn. So, and yeah, even further. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know. I was not thinking about this getting gross and thinking about how actually gross it is. But I'm just saying. Shame on YouTube, because the next video that I was sent is about giving girls facials in public. That's when you have an ejaculation onto a girl's face. Okay, well, this guy walks around with the fake penis and a large syringe, you know, tube in the bottom of it. And he's walking down 6th Street. Yeah, right there in Austin, Texas. Walking down 6th Street. And, yeah, ejaculating in girls' faces. These girls are just like, woo, yeah. Ejaculate on my breast. Ejaculate on my face. Oh, yeah. How wonderful. And it's not like, you know, the 30-second, you know, like, little clips or whatever that can possibly slip by. No, 10-minute video. And it's again, I'm had two of my videos taken down. One because I was exposing a stalker who was obviously stalking me. I actually tried getting a video taken down with someone talking mad trash about me. YouTube said that was okay, though. It's like, I'm whenever, I don't know what it is. If you're not putting out content that YouTube considers friendly to what they want, you have no rights. You become a second-class uploader. I'm not allowed to talk about anybody, and everybody's allowed to talk about me. It's really disgusting. And my theory is that there is no algorithm. They would say, oh, algorithm picks up porn, and it's immediately taken off of of YouTube. There's a program that scans each frame of every video for bodily organ type content. Well, that's obviously not true. What I think it is more of a reporting system that they're relying upon. Now, they may have an algorithm that picks out words, like you say COVID-19 or vaccine. Well, that video is going to go under review. Make sure that it has the information that they want on it, that they approve of. You know, that's my theory. Otherwise, you know, there's been some softcore movies on YouTube, and I just loved, my favorite thing about it is just going through the comments, okay? Just scrolling, just forget the video, scroll down to the comments, and you see all these videos, all are these content comments about, hey, yeah, this is great, ooh, wow, can't believe this is on YouTube, wow, hey, nobody report this, don't snitch. And you'll see like 20, 30 comments talking about, yay, boobs, don't snitch. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, what are these, the 12-year-olds? But just, I don't know. I just got to call out inequality when I see it. It's really freaking disgusting. Just the level of things that some people are allowed to get away with, and others, they can't speak a word of truth. No, not get past the algorithm, supposedly. So, yeah, just my observations of the whole YouTube thing. So, I also want to, speaking of inequalities, I really am so shocked. I'm kind of shocked, but not really. But we talked about the African journalist previously on the show, who's in the White House, who's not being called on. And it's frustrating when you think about it, because obviously this guy had some questions that were probably not pre-approved by Jen Psaki on our last day there. You know, and the whole sentiment about the thing is that, oh, you know, these guys are giving her a hard time on her last day. Oh, boo-hoo, you know? Her last day, she's supposed to be there to do a job. But this guy, this African journalist, actually got punished. He got retaliated against, which is absolutely disgusting. I want to go over that, if we could play that, and then we might get to some calls.
Sock, he didn't heckle her. Remember, do you remember this guy, African reporter, who heckled Sock? He didn't heckle her. He was demanding to be heard, and they don't ever call on him. So this is what happened. Here, I'll play it for you.
Thank you. That's on the issue of the formula.
So this is on her final press conference, and the guy in the back of the room who never gets called on says, why don't you call from someone from Africa? Why don't you call on a reporter from the Global South, finally? Why don't you do that? And they all the nice white people tell him to shut up.
Can I ask you a question from Dubai?
Please stop.
I understand, but
Simon,
you know, for 15 months, you have been out
on the phone with Marilla.
And I'm saying that for the sake of equity, we should
First
have
a question. Thank you for your service, and thank you for your husband for your service as well.
So as this guy's trying to get a question, she's telling him to shut up, this other reporter. And then she thanks her for your, thank you for your service. A reporter is thanking a professional liar for her service, because that's what the press secretary is. Duh. Go ahead, Kurt.
It's even more impactful, muffled through a mask.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
On the issue of formula, I think if anything, this crisis has reminded everyone that
Simon, if you could respect your colleagues and other media and reporters in here, that would be greatly appreciated. Go ahead, Mary.
If anything, this, sir, please. If anything, this has reminded, I think, the entire country and the world that this is not a luxury item but an essential. Not thank you.
A what item?
I don't know, but that's what happened. And the African journalist who interrupted Jen Psaki's final White House press briefing earlier this month says the financial processing company Stripe is cutting off his publication's income. So we use Stripe at our website. So they're all evil. PayPal is evil. Stripe is evil. Patreon, also evil. They're controlled by billionaires who can cut off your money if you say something they don't like. And so that guy stood up, and they didn't like it, and so they took his way to make money away. Today, News Africa correspondent Simon Atiba provided the Post with copies of messages informing him that his website's offer of a lifetime subscription for $1,490 violated Stripe's company's policies, and therefore he'd have to start from scratch with another payment processor. Yeah. The Cameron-born Atiba claimed his publication is being treated almost worse than criminals due to the blowback from Psaki's final briefing May 13th and added that he finds it suspicious that he's being booted from the platform soon after having drawn outrage for interrupting Psaki on her last day on the job. Stripe's decision is a serious blow to Atiba's 7-year-old publication, which relies on subscriptions rather than ad revenue. Atiba says that while other companies process payments, Stripe's platform is the industry standard and is used by other news sites. It's really sad. It's heartbreaking. I don't even know where to start. So this is how they silence you. This is how they keep you in line. That's why they want to get you on a digital ID so they can turn off your money whenever you do something that you step out of line. They call you a terrorist, and then they cut off your money. Oh, he's protesting for climate change. He's an eco-terrorist. That's what they call you, and they cut off your money. So that's what they're doing to him. So this is the billionaire, how they control the money. There's only certain way you can't get your. There's only a couple of banks that process money in this country. Jose Natalie, chairman of Today News, Africa's board of advisors, said in a statement provided, "We may now have no choice but to go out of business." He's 42 years old, and he founded Today's News Africa in 2015 and burst onto the national stage in the U.S. late last year with his persistent questioning during briefings. He often sits in White House press rooms, seats left vacant by their assigned occupant, often Time Magazine. He then loudly shouts questions, which sometimes are answered. Most journalists in the rear half of the White House briefing room sit politely without getting called on for weeks or months. And some news outlets with permanent seats haven't gotten called on at full capacity briefing in a year. A notable contrast with Atiba, whose voice routinely can be heard booming as TV journalists take turns dominating briefings by asking a half dozen or so questions apiece. Atiba often raises questions about concerns for Africans, such as about U.S. funding to fight malaria or about temporary protected status for citizens of various African nations living in the U.S. But he also shouts one question that other journalists may be less inclined to pose. Psaki's final briefing, however, earned Atiba the ire of the White House Correspondents Association, which threatened to yank his associate membership in response to his unusually disruptive demand that Psaki call on reporters farther back in the room. Many journalists saw the outburst as distasteful because it stole the show from Psaki.
Oh, my God.
Who had just emotionally spoken about her looming exit.
Ugh.
Again, we're supposed to worry about a powerful person's feelings. This is crazy. I'm supposed to worry about Taylor Lorenz's feelings, and I'm supposed to worry about Jen Psaki's feeling. Hey, your feelings.
All right. All right. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back, guys.
Hey.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
All right.
Yes.
And then over 9,000. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry about that, guys. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Rio Show. If you don't, I can only go over so much of the content, but I'm with Jimmy on that one. F. Jen Psaki. F her right in her dumb butt. Just for the simple fact that her whole job, her whole purpose, lying to the public. It's lazy. Okay, if your job is to lie to the public in place of the president because he's mush for brains. Okay. He can't talk as much as the other presidents do. Then, you know, hone your craft with lying. I understand. You follow certain, you know, kiss-ass media agents. You know, just want to sit there and lick your boots. I understand that. It makes it a lot easier. But if you're a professional freaking liar, call on the people, call on everybody, and just lie. At least, isn't that the least you can do? Oh, I mean, it's not the least, but I think you should be more optimal. You should not be afraid to answer a question. You know, that just shows the weakness. That shows the illegitimacy. Shows the incompetence. Yeah, I'm really disgusted by it. I'm absolutely disgusted by it. I'm just going to talk down to him. This is a grown man, a grown adult with his own business. You know, exercising the First Amendment, which I'm not even sure he has in his native country. Use that as a reason to talk down to this person like a second-class citizen? I mean, what can we do to take away this white privilege? I mean, that's a blatant use of what I would say is white privilege and just political corruption altogether. I mean, shouldn't somebody be pulling her card right there? Shouldn't have somebody stepped up instead of being, you know, some bootlicker who decided to compliment her and thank her for her service on her last day. Last day is supposed to be the hardest day. You're supposed to come through like a whirlwind. Your last day isn't a cake and ice cream retirement party. What are you thinking? Any kind of woman that some lying harlot Jezebel. I'm sure it's a great marriage too. I'm pretty sure she lies all day long to everybody she talks to. Wicked red-headed demon. I don't care if she is hot. As much as history is going to favor anything that these a-holes do, because that's what the censorship is about. Nobody's going to be able to talk because the winners, the people who are in control. No, they control the narrative. And guess what? They're right. I wish I knew the name of the journalist that sat there and kissed her ass. You know, thanks to the mask, we won't know that person is, but we got him on YouTube. I wish there was a way back machine for YouTube, so we can go back over and see some of the censored content. You know, I think that's something that's what Odyssey is doing. Things, you know, are uploaded. But yeah, I think you have to apply to Odyssey. It's not something that's automatic, obviously. That's up to channel owner to have their content backed up to Odyssey. But we need some way back machine. I swear, video content. I would love for these people to be held accountable. Put that as an example of political corruption. So, anyhow, we're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to get to the meat of the show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm just looking at some of the stuff that we got here on RBN. The Nature of Women and the Woke Problem. Oh, man, this is looking like a really good article. I'm just skimming through it, but, I would love to read something like this on the air. Problem is, it's way too long. You've got, like, quadruple times the size of a normal article here. But, yeah, you know, this stuff... Great reading. You know, it's almost like TLB Media Project. You know, just articles galore that you should probably be reading. You guys should be swapping out articles with each other. This is like phenomenal kind of stuff here. But anyways, yes, opening up the show here, if you guys would like to call in, phone number is 800-313-9443. But if you want to save us some money and, you know, you got a cell phone plan that doesn't matter about long distance, you can call us here locally at 512-248-8252. And, yeah, let's have a talk. And, by the way, I want to make a note for you guys that listen to the show through your phones. You know, it's a lot easier. And if you don't want to worry about, you know, the whole cutting out thing, because sometimes these lines drop, you know, phone companies don't like for people to use up hours and hours of their time, even though it's being paid for, it's probably best to use like a laptop or a computer, put in your headphones, and, you know, go to the browser, download the Listen Now plugin, and you can listen to the show. I do believe we have, and Mike, yeah, this is what I wanted to ask you about. We have an RBN app on Apple now, don't we?
I don't think we have any apps running. I mean, we just have a HTML5 audio player that I've got located several places on our main pages.
Well, okay, so the little woman here, she complained about not being able to hear RBN on her iPad. You know, I saw the actual link to RBN, right? And then underneath that, I saw the App Store icon there. So there is, you guys do have an Apple app. So I don't know if it's actually being used or if you guys are keeping up on the maintenance with that or whatever. I would definitely look into that. But you know, that's just an option for people to listen in, hopefully. But yeah, I just want people to modernize if they can. I know I have a bit of an older audience here. You know, some people as old as, you know, in their 80s. You know,
the app I'm seeing on the Apple App Store is from the same people that do the phone lines. That's what it looks like.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah, it's Zeno. Yeah, they may have set something up. I imagine it probably goes through their same system, so I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't have an Apple, but the 24K stream is supposed to work on iOS, the Apple operating system, and as far as I know, the new secure stream that Theo set up for us, that should work on all devices. There may be some settings people have to adjust for the website itself.
Well, I haven't checked since Theo hopped on the case, so
it was just a few weeks before Theo set that up that I had someone find out that because of the port we were using on the server for that stream, the 24K actually works for Apple. For some reason, they didn't have a problem with that particular port, which is tech talk, but just saying that the gateway to get to the server and the streams for that particular path, that worked on Apple, and then the secure stream should work as well. And I think I have them. If you go to the How to Listen on the menu, they should all be there. But really, you know, you can even just go, I think, just to the straight archive site. I think on mobile it's a little goofy. Doesn't show up. But the secure stream should be the most prominent stream anywhere anybody goes. But the problem is these people don't have internet. So it doesn't matter. They're calling into these phone lines. And I'm trying to tell them, like, you know, if you ain't paying for it and, you know, your phone service provider pays money for you to connect these calls. It just kind of washes out for them in the long run. They make money. And like I was telling you, that it's these companies that set up these particular phone numbers where you can call and do listening to radio and stuff. They're putting a big squeeze on those phone service providers that are giving you your cell phone, and it's like a loophole where they have to pay a big termination fee to call those numbers. Your phone company has to pay that to connect those. And these little guys that set up these phone systems have it in their favor where they get that big fee from the phone companies, but then the phone company's on the hook for all of that, all the minutes. So it works out for the guys providing us these listen lines, but your phone company's going to get, they're going to be mad.
They're going to be mad. Okay. All right, well, all the more reason for people to kind of catch up with the modern day age here. Definitely get you a computer and stream our show. Absolutely. I mean, it's that, or I don't know, download these episodes too while you're at it, because if you're not getting the live stream with whatever difficulties you may be having, well, it would behoove you to at least be able to download them onto your phone as well. So anyhow, enough of in-house shop. Let's get to the phone lines here. How about we go to Iowa? Yeah, I'm assuming that's Fred.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Fred?
I don't know. We're going to find out how you're doing after I finish this call. Because I have some criticism and some suggestions.
Okay.
I believe I'm the oldest caller into RBN. So I've had a lot of time to do good things and a lot of time to do bad things.
Okay.
And I haven't been a saint all my life. And there's things that I can empathize to some degree with people. But I think I've been pretty honest with you, because I told you I was raised somewhat prejudiced towards black people, not with a great hatred, but nevertheless was prejudiced. I also told you that I wanted to see you kicked off RBN. Okay.
I remember you saying that.
Pardon?
I remember you saying that, yes.
Yes, I did say that. And I'll just jump to that, the reason for it. Because I've got other things to discuss, and then when it ends up, it's going to be positive. I was extremely appalled and disgusted when you talked about that woman that was engaged with three dogs. You laugh a lot, but you laugh from your gut about that. You found that a big joke. That was extremely offensive to me. Okay, getting back to me, I haven't lived a saintly life.
Hold on a second. Did you say a woman engaged with three dogs?
Yeah. That was about a month back or 5 weeks back or when I first started calling in, listening to your show.
That's because of Mr. Uyghur Sink saying that bestiality should be legal. So, it's a dumb act. Why should we not laugh at dumb people that want to do dumb stuff?
Well, it's inappropriate for any host on RBN. Now, we were created with, in most cases, a strong sexual drive. And if we can't or don't control that, we're like a damn animal. And I'll reiterate again about myself. I haven't been a saint all my life. And as far as being a saint today, I will give my life to Christ, even to the point of death. But I look at myself as a little pile of dung. But here's the thing, is this offends people. And when a black man says it, it offends a lot of whites. But it also offends a lot of blacks. And your show and what you've been trying to do, I am all for it. But if you keep on with this, I don't want to use the word pornography bent, but a sexual bent, you cannot help blacks because people will look for any excuse, and that means whites and even blacks, to find something wrong and to portray you as a bad person. So you're in a tough job to help black people, and I want to see you succeed at that. But I strongly suggest, Dee, this is from my heart, clean it up a little bit. It isn't helping you. It isn't helping the show, and you're not helping blacks. And I'll listen to any comment you want to make, and I don't want to see you go off the air. But I've said my piece, and if you want to say something to me, please do.
Well, I'm glad you did share your piece, but however, I'm going to have to strongly disagree with you because, like it or not, this world is becoming full of sexual deviants. Okay? And it's being accepted more and more and more and more. And if it's not pointed out and to be criticized or made fun of or anything else, it's just going to slip under the radar and normalized.
Why normalize it?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be normalized if somebody doesn't talk about it and say that it's bad.
Well, talk about the bad aspects. A man or a woman that gets obsessed with pornography, their thoughts is guided, their whole being is guided. And that goes into child pornography, it goes into pedophilia, it goes into bestiality. How in the hell can you help people? White, black, yellow, red, or brown? You can't. Just by going along with society, you have to have the guts to stand up for some morality and some integrity and honesty.
And that's what I'm doing.
Well, exactly, you've heard my piece, and I want to see your show go on, and blacks need a little help. But they're not perfect. There's nobody on earth. Perfect.
I'm trying to help everybody. Typically, this behavior that I spoke about, and the one that especially offends you, is not something you see in the black minority community. But, you know, everybody needs a little help, and which is why I definitely said this is something that's wrong. The bestiality was wrong. There's just no way you're going to get consent from an animal, nor should you want to get consent from an animal. We're different species for a reason. You know, you're not a goat's not going to bear you a child. Therefore, there's no point in the copulation. So for these, I don't know, people.
Then why
have,
bring the issue up? Why even make it known?
Why even?
Whatever
because
people
it is
do
known
in their bedrooms or whatever, they do it. But when,
because,
like
because
MJ,
people are doing out. Like, okay, for example, for when people are doing out in the middle of the street, 6th Street, you know, with their little toys and their perverted acts. They're doing it right in the middle of the most populated part of town where everybody's drinking. And it's just something that was instantly sort of accepted, which
Because of our immorality of the whole race of people, all, it's deteriorated to this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so why program it? I mean, I don't want to sound like a Bible thumper, but, and I use that as a derogatory term.
Well, no. Think about it this way. Does the Bible tell you that these things are bad?
Yes, so man not fight with man.
Okay, so why would it be bad for me to say that it's bad? Don't you think by that same logic that your Bible is programming you about it too?
Well, then say it is bad.
I did.
I guess you don't have children, but do you want them around pedophiles? Pardon me. I think you've got my point, but God darn it,
you've got
a lot of talent. God's given you a lot of talent. You got more talent than me. I wish I was given more intellect, but use it for good to help all mankind. So I'm not going to take up any more of your time, and I hope that it's helpful. And I hope you don't take it as I am trying to damage or hurt you. I am not.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, Fred. All right. Yeah, no. I think the point of me saying that, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous, is terrible for just reiterating here, for the simple fact that I'm spreading truth. When I upload a video to YouTube, I'm spreading truth of my discoveries, of my research, which YouTube would promptly say, well, I mean, they haven't directly punished me, but for anybody else who tried to restrain my content, we're swatted down. Now, my point is, I'm making a comparison with the smut that was actually, you know, for a family-friendly, quote-unquote, platform. I'm just showing you the worst of the stuff that, you know, I was sent. Yeah, you know, from different generation. You know, my guy friends are goofballs, and they'll find funny stuff like that, you know, what they would call funny. But my point is, that stuff is obviously deviant, and it's not family-friendly. It shouldn't be on the platform. Versus the truth, which they're swatting down. So I didn't think there was any confusion about that, but I guess there was. So hopefully I've clarified that now. No, I'm not saying that this pornographic stuff should be up on YouTube, nor am I glorifying it by any stretch of the imagination. I'm using it as a point of these people are hypocrites. I mean, major hypocrites. And, of course, you're going to have people that will support that. Like I said, people in the comments section are saying, wow, you know, don't snitch. Don't report this. You know? And as a matter of fact, I did report the content. On each one of these instances that I was shown, I reported it. I'm not saying I'm reporting it on the air right now. I reported to YouTube via its terms of service that this content was bad and should not be up. You know, again, family-oriented platform, quote-unquote. But I think it's just a little bit unfair because there's no, you know, I really don't think there's a use of an algorithm. I don't really think there's a use of an AI. But there's this system, this platform relies on people reporting. So if you have a bunch of people in compliance with the terms of service who are censored anyways, like myself, versus people who are putting smut up, but people are agreeing to not report the smut content, then we've got a problem. A societal problem. I'm sure Fred would agree. That was my whole point. Now, as far as, you know, helping out my peoples, you know, you're all my peoples, all right? Black, white, whatever. Okay? You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, there's a lot of cultural differences. You know, there's some things that some people do, some people don't. You know, during the whole 9/11 stuff, I heard so much racism from white people against, you know, Middle Easterners. Oh, they have sex with goats. It's like, well, you know, there's a big history of you guys having fornications with animals too. So it's like, I don't get the hatred, unless it's against the devious act in itself. But we all know that's not the case. It's just a point of contention, just a reason to be racist, to develop slurs. But anyhow, I enjoyed these discussions, guys. If you guys want to check me on something, yeah, I'm more than glad to talk about something. You guys don't like something I've said, let's discuss it. You can always call in, for sure. I'm not averse to any kind of opinions or criticisms. Let's talk about it. It lets me improve myself or at least clarify my points, you know? So, once again, phone number 800-313-9443, or you can call 512-248-8252, and we can have a discussion. So, anyhow, we're going to take the top of the hour break here, and we will be right back.
This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.